Your reaction to today's big two Boxing Day win at Windsor Park win?
Obviously delighted with the result. You know, I think I said to the boys after we didn't play well, but at the end of the day, I said before that, you know, these games aren't about tactics, they aren't about, you know, formations. It's about who wants a desire to succeed. Yes, Glentoran had, you know, maybe bits of the play, but don't really think they threatened us, same as us. But delighted with the result in the end, because that's the most important, to get 3 points without playing well. And, you know, we're on a good run at the moment. We just want to keep it going. It's two big, big games we've had. And, you know, we've picked up 6 points, and I'm delighted with the way it's went.
1-0 down. We got the equaliser just at the right time, just on the verge of half-time, didn't we?
We did. You know what happened to us maybe against Cliftonville before? You know, we went 1-0 up and then they equalised and went on to win the game. But, you know, I think it was important. You know, it's fantastic by the players. Probably the first, second ball we won the first half, to be honest. You know, Sammy turns a fell, and I said to the players, hit the target, make the keeper work, and he done that. Maybe it wasn't the cleanest of strikes, but, you know, who cares? The ball's went in the bottom corner, and that's the most important, and it was probably that we left we needed. You know what I mean? It gave me the chance to go in, you know, share the spoils at half-time and you know, get my points across them. Saying I thought the first 15 minutes of the second half had really set the stall, but, you know, maybe lost a wee bit of our way, and the Glens come into it, but at the end of the day, you know what I mean? I've said the boys about fitness levels and never given up, and we've certainly done that today.
And you must be delighted for Ivan Sproul to get the winner in such a massive game as this today.
Yeah, I am. Sproul, you know, I've known a long time, and I made it clear when I come in, you know, at the end of the day, as much as we're friends, you know, I've got a job to do. You know, I'm the boss of this club, and, you know, I've got decisions to make, and no one's different. Everyone said, oh, he's your friend, yes, but, you know, out of respect, you know, he knows the script, and Spurdy's a fantastic boy, trains well, looks after himself brilliantly. I said to him, look, he's disappointed, you know, because he got carried away, but at the end of the day, I'm not going to be one. You know, I've been there myself. As I say, emotions run high in these games, and I'm not going to defend it, but it's the worst rule in the world, I'm being honest. You score a goal and you take off your shirt and you get booked. At the end of the day, you know what I mean, what are you meant to do? You score a goal and walk back, and, you know, I'll just smile at people. As I said, it's a big game. It's in front of, what, 8,000-odd? You know, emotions get high, but as I said, that's the quality we've got. He took his finish well, and I'm delighted for him.
Great character from the team to come back from 1-0 down and to see it out at the end with 10 men.
Well, you know what? We come back last week against Portadown. I said to them, believe how good you are, boys. You know, we're fit. We're looking stronger, and we will get stronger. But, you know, yeah, it's a 90-minute game of football. I said this before, and, you know, endless at times. We go 1-0 down, it's just the end of the day, ask me after 90 minutes, you know, and as I say, we showed that character today again, and, you know, the finish was at 6 minutes with 10 men. At the end of the day, it's probably, you know, it comes attack via defence, where you pick your man up, you sit down and shut up shop, and we've certainly done that time, delighted for every single one, we threw bodies on the line, Ross pulled off a fantastic save, I think Stephen Laurie made a great block, Jamie carried it forward. I said, I can't fault anyone, the players that weren't even involved, you know what I mean? I said this before, we're a family club and we want this change room to go. I don't want any of these players to leave, even the players who aren't, you know, happy at the minute not playing. As I said, we've got a good squad here and one that I want to build on.
You can see the pride and the passion in the players you have out there. That's the sort of spirit you want, isn't it?
Definitely, and they only get egged on by the fans. You know, I said to the boys before the game with a wee lad in, Carl, you know, who, you know, had an illness and he came in his wheelchair with his family, and I said, boys, it puts it all in the perspective. I said, there's that kid coming to you supporting, there's going to be 5,000 blue men out there backing you up all the way. And I said, the fans are fantastic, you know what I mean? Even Glentoran fans, to be fair to them. You know, being an East Belfast man myself, yes, they give me abuse, but it makes football. We're the two biggest teams in this league. No other derby coincides with this. You know, they're two great teams. Passionate fans, and as I say to you, I thought our fans were outstanding today because they brought them boys on, and it shows you the fight and the desire that we want to do and the work ethic we've gotten. You know, it was a great victory for them and this club.
And a great feeling for you in your first Boxing Day game as manager to send everybody home happy tonight.
Yeah, you know, people say this is my first box, but look, I don't look into it like that's another game, you know, whether win, lose or draw. At the end of the day, yes, it's a big one, we want to carry it on, but, you know, games aren't, or leagues aren't won on, you know, one game. It's another 3 points, just, that's the way I said the boys after. It's a 3 points, it's another hurdle we've got over. But, you know, we'll enjoy their, you know, their night. Maybe they didn't have a Christmas, obviously, they're maids and they couldn't have a glass of wine or a beer with their families. But, you know, I said to them, go and enjoy it, take the weekend, go and enjoy it tonight, you deserve it. And then we dust ourselves down and we go for Crusaders now at Seaview.
And that will be an almighty game at Seaview next week, won't it?
It will do, you know. Stephen's got a good squad there, and it's an away game for us. But it's one that we've got every confidence. I think that's eight out of the last 9 games. we have one drew the other, which is a 25 out of 27, I think, is it? And we've picked up, which is phenomenal, to be honest. And I said to the boys, just keep going. Whatever comes in front of us, we'll rise to it. And they've certainly done that at the moment.
That momentum is just keeping us going, to keep getting over the finishing line, isn't it?
It is, and it's a big thing in football. You know, I summed it up today. We didn't play well today, but we got the 3 points, which would please me. You know, Glentoran's a decent side. I said this from day one. You know, they're just maybe a little bit inconsistent. And I think Eddie had said that. But for me, they're probably, if not the best, one of the best footballing sides in this league. There's no fear there. You know, they go and express themselves, they play football. And that was a tough game today. But, you know, this momentum, as I said, it's a great thing to have, even when you're not playing well. You know, you can get through games, and we've certainly done that today.
A late change in your lineup. Aaron Burns, you know, was on the team sheet, and then he, you know, quickly had to come off the team sheet.
He did. You know, Burnsy's been phenomenal for me this season, and he's got 13 goals, but he was struggling with a couple of injuries, and so was the other ones. There was a few of the boys there struggling. And obviously you want to be part of this big two game, and you know, at the end of the day, Burnsy give it his all. But you know, as I say, it didn't feel right, and Kirk's come in, Carver's just come on the bench, and as I said, everyone is needed at this club. I've got a fantastic squad. I've got Wardy coming back, Tomo coming back, and you know, if I can add one or two in January, it'll only make us stronger. But as I said, we've certainly got a lot of depth coming back, which is better, and you know, we've a good squad here.
You've made every Blue Men's weekend with this fantastic result in this massive game. So thanks on behalf of everybody, and hopefully next week at Seaview we'll just keep this great run going.
Yep. Merry Christmas to all the Linfield fans, the staff of the club, board, everyone, and also have a happy new year, and hopefully we can keep this run going.
Well done, Warren.
Thank you.